confirming Brossoit will start tonight?
Yeah.
He play the whole game?
Yeah, probably. So an exhibition, we kind of do it by work more than necessarily the plan. There's going to be a big lineup on the other side. So if he's at 40 or a big number, and we'll talk to Wade and see what he wants to do with that third.
On that note, you've seen kind of some NHL talent in the different buildings you've gone into, but this is pretty darn close to Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, we'll get their team, and usually the first time they get together, they want to go pretty good and kind of flex their muscles a bit. So, but that's for us where we're at. We've got three lines for the most part. I think in my head I've got them set, and then we're looking for this crew and. We got most of the players that are kind of battling for those positions in the lineup tonight. So it's not really the score that'll indicate if we learn enough. It's how they compete against really good players. So there's no line matching going on. We'll let them play against the Eric Stahls of the world and see how they can handle it.
Paul, the Lowry line, this is going to be their third road game. Yeah. Is that by design a good way to get those guys ready by maybe facing some top lines on the other team?
So you have a better chance of seeing high end on the road to the point that we kicked around the idea of dressing a veteran lineup in all our road games just to keep them used to playing at a certain – but a rest is also really important because of where we are. We're off the plane most nights at 2 in the morning. They want to keep the veterans ready for the start of the season, so that's why we did it. But bring Lowry's line, that's their job. They're also, I got to have 8 veterans in the lineup, and on the totem pole of NHL games, they get the road games.
That line's looked pretty dangerous in their 2 games, even in a supposed checking role. They've had a lot of offensive chances.
That's true of their game. Yeah. It's true of NHL regular season. They are an unusual checking line because they generate offensive chances and zone time at a high rate, but they have their own style, right? So it's a very direct game speed. They play it simply. I mean, a lot of nights you'd like all your lines to play like that. Just play a real basic fast game because you'll get your opportunities.
Adam Lowry was running over his own guys in drills early in camp. So did you get the sense from all these guys that they were sort of ready to go?
I thought with day one and day two of training camp, we went really hard. And we haven't had kind of that idea yet where you get the band back together and they get to play together and they drive that pace up. But their line right from the start, there's not a lot of fluctuation there. There's not a lot of competition for any of their jobs. That doesn't... Sometimes that confidence and assuredness of what's going to happen next week, they can dial in and start working right away.
What does Brendan Lemieux look like to you compared to the first year?
All parts of his game are just stronger. He's physically stronger, so he drives a little faster, gets off the wall. He's got a real interesting mix there of belligerence maybe and he's got a really quick release and a good shot. He can make some plays. For Brendan, in order to play his game, you have to be in really good shape, and I think he's worked hard to get to that. He's there, and then it will really be about learning the routes of the NHL, like the basics, and that takes all young players. The challenge that we have on that line, that the holes that are opening, are young players, a number of them, each one of them kind of learning their jobs. He does something a little different, which is what you need, right? You need to have – not everybody can play the same game. So I've liked his camp.
Is keeping up kind of an issue for him too?
It's not yet. He doesn't have a graceful stride, but it's powerful. Yeah. So what he's – there's not a physical limitation to speed for him, in my mind, in the NHL. And I would compare him exactly to Jack Roslovic in Reeds. So Jack in his own end moving to center, and Brendan, they both have to still, and which is normal, slow down to make reads. Right? They don't have the experience to go. So you don't have to be a real fast player to play quick. You just have to think it, see it, know what you're doing, and make your adjustment as fast as you can. So Brendan's not behind it. He's kind of on par with young players, right? They have a tendency to slow down without the puck because they're reading what's going to happen next, and the older guys can kind of make those decisions quicker. So there's a challenge. That's our challenge, is to get those guys up to speed.
And has he got better at walking that discipline line?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, So I haven't had to deal with it, right? So I haven't, I mean, he's more under control on the bench, but most guys after a while are, right? They pick their spots. I think the penalty he got the other night, I wouldn't have called it as a penalty, you know? So I'm not, I think he's been focused on just playing the game. And that's really important because he can't be in the penalty box for undue reasons. But he is going to agitate the game in a positive way. There's less of that. Being an agitator alone doesn't keep you in the NHL. It just makes you a pain in the ass for both teams. You've got to be able to do something, right? And he's got some game.
That's right. These last two games for those guys still kind of...
Really
someone's still trying to make the team.
Really important, yeah. Right? So, and you'll see tonight... We'll run different lines tonight than we will tomorrow on kind of those bottom six spots. So try to, and we'll do it during the game. We'll move players around, see how they take to the adjustment. You know, everybody wants to play with Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler. Nobody gets to do that other than Cal, and he's earned it. So they've got to find that combination and help be part of creating it.
So those guys that are battling could play again tomorrow?
Correct. Correct. There will be some players go back to back. Nobody's playing 4 and 5, but there will be 3 and 4.